President Bush said today that he was satisfied with Vice President Dick Cheney's account of his hunting accident last weekend in South Texas. The vice president said he accidentally shot his hunting companion, Harry Whittington, in the face and neck while shooting quail. And joining us now from Corpus Christi, Texas, is NPR's Luke Burbank. And Luke, first of all, how is Mr. Whittington doing?
Well, Madeline, he's doing as well as you can be expected if you're a 78-year-old person who was shot with a hunting rifle accidentally and then had a heart episode as a result of it. But believe it or not, despite all that, he's actually doing okay, doctors say. He had an irregular heartbeat earlier this week that was the result of a piece of birdshot that was sort of leaning against his heart. But the doctors have him on medication. They say his heart's beating back in rhythm. And Whittington, Harry Whittington, is actually a very fit guy. Everybody says he worked out every day. So he is, as far as 78-year-old people that could be going through this, a good candidate because he's apparently in pretty good shape.
But he is still in the hospital. What is the scene there in Corpus Christi?
Well, it's actually pretty muted. I was thinking when we got here that this was going to be the biggest thing to hit Corpus Christi in a while. And outside of the media who are here, and there are definitely TV trucks, the residents of Corpus Christi are relatively unaware, I think, of this going on. Most of the people that I've talked to who aren't in the media have been sort of surprised to find out that Harry Whittington is actually convalescing here at the hospital in Corpus Christi.
Well, has the family of Harry Whittington made any public statements?
No, the woman who's part owner of the ranch from the family, the Armstrong Ranch, where the shooting happened, released a statement to the local paper here, the Corpus Christi Caller, on Sunday. But the family itself, the Whittington family, has kept it very, very tight. They haven't made any comments. Mr. Whittington, though, has been authorizing the doctors to come out and give press statements. So in a way, that's how he's sort of speaking. That is sort of seen as a way that he's trying to let everybody know that he's okay and also to sort of take some heat off the vice president.
And I gather there in Texas, there's no impetus to press any criminal charges against the vice president.
It seems like a real, real long shot at this point. For one thing, Mr. Whittington is doing a lot better. It looks like he's going to be fine. Even if he was to take a turn for the worse and you know, actually pass away from this, even then it would be pretty hard to show that the vice president was criminally negligent in what he was doing. You know, the district attorney here would have to really make a case out of it and really have a personal sort of interest in getting this case to trial. It doesn't look like that's going to happen.
NPR's Luke Burbank in Corpus Christi, Texas. Thank you.
Sure, Madeline.